This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Wannstedt with us on The Score. Hi, Dave.
Guys, great to be on with you guys. You know, I was thinking congratulations on hanging in there together. You know, I was thinking of it's like Batman and Boy Wonder, Robin. You know what I mean? I was thinking of you two guys working together, Dan with all the experience, little Dan Boy Wonder coming up with all the ideas. I've been really giving this some thought. When Nick called and asked me to come on the show, I said, God, it's absolutely, I'm on, you can count on it, but I got to come up with something. How do I want to classify these guys, you know?
Yeah, Boy Wonder with all the ideas. Yeah, I'll take it.
It's been the whole idea from day one, sort of father and son. It's never been tried, and so far they're letting us do a second year of it, so it can't be that bad.
Batman and Robin, I love it. It's invincible. You own the city, absolutely.
We're trying. How's your off season been, Dave?
Good, absolutely. Playing a little golf and spend a little time with the grandkids. So it's been good. We have a little NFL Fox. We have a little seminar coming up in a couple weeks, and then I'm going to have another knee surgery. You know, it's going to be a knee, Dan. You know, I said, yeah, it's a knee. It's an ankle. It's a knee for me.
Got a knee.
But a knee, absolutely. But, no, other than that, everything is good here. And, yeah, it won't be long. Waiting for the draft, seeing what happens. You know, this free agency's kind of been interesting, I think. And there will be a lot of players in the draft that, obviously at the top, the quarterback is always usually the big topic as far as who's going to end up where. But, no, everything is good.
Coach, what is the strength of your golf game? What do you do consistently well?
I can putt, you know.
That's not bad.
Arnie Palmer said, you drive for show, you putt for dough. I can putt. I learned that a long time ago. Yes, absolutely.
What's the key to your putting success?
Consistency. You know, speaking of golf, you know where I played last week? I played out of a club here, Old Florida, and I saw Coach Ditka. And I had a nice conversation with Mike. We sat down, and we talked for a long time, and he's doing well. He's
good.
You know, the heart issues and the surgery was rough on him, but he's doing good. He's doing good. I would say that he's lost some weight, but he was at the club, so that's a positive.
You got a knee, and he's got a heart, but he'll be fine. He'll be flying around in no time. Well,
he had a cigar in his mouth, but it was not lit. And I had heard the story that when he had his heart attack, you know, a month or so ago, they said, are you still smoking cigars? And I think he said, I just six of them a day. Is that considered smoking?
Oof,
I don't know. You
wow.
Know? Yeah.
Wow.
No. He's just chewing on them now, but he's doing good.
Let's talk about some of that free agency. Ha ha, Clinton Dix signs a very affordable deal with the Bears. That wasn't too bad of a hit. He's the new man. Adrian Amos is out. Clinton Dix, not as physical as Amos, but he makes plays on the ball, and I think most of us are kind of encouraged by that. Get more ball hawking going on.
You know, well, absolutely. You know, when he left and we signed with the Redskins last year, I mean, I thought that was a great sign for them, and I think the Bears got as much as they could get out of Amos. I mean, the guy, you know, I remember when they drafted him, I read all the draft reports, and people were really looking at him as a special teams player coming out of Penn State. You know what I mean? Nobody, and he came in and he started games. So I thought he gave him everything they got. I mean, it was good for both. Now he gets a new contract. But I think that, I think that Ha-Ha Dixon, I think that he will definitely bring something to the table from, you mentioned playmaking abilities, and that's he has that. He has that, and that's what the Bears' defense has all been about, really.
Dave Wannstedt joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Cordarrelle Patterson, Buster Skrine, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, all in some form or fashion mentioned the Bears' culture as being a reason that they signed, which a lot of Bears fans are like, damn, it's been a while since people have talked about that. Who gets the most credit for that, Dave?
Well, I think every player wants to be – every player wants to win. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, the contracts are close. Let me say this. If one team offers a player a heck of a lot more money, particularly some of these guys that haven't been around that long, they're going to take the money. But if the money's close, having an opportunity to get a ring definitely makes a difference. And you're in Chicago. It's a great market, you know. And, you know, and I think that Matt Nagy and his staff did a great job last year. I mean, these players call other players now. You know, I know how – I mean, the agents obviously are talking to the GM, Ryan Pace. The players call players, and they say, how is it in meetings? How is it in practices? How does this guy react when you win? The head coach, how does he react when you lose? So all that goes into, you know, these free agents making a decision. And when they talk about culture – I think that's what they're talking about. And, you know, so I would give credit, obviously, to Ryan to getting those type of players and obviously to McCaskies for spending the money and Matt Nagy for setting that type of the attitude that he's and how he treats his players, I think, is important.
He very well find, Ryan Pace, that is, an important piece to play running back in the middle rounds. He better because he doesn't have first and second round picks. But some of us, Dave, were a little disappointed the Bears weren't more aggressive and active with a running back to augment Jordan Howard, whether that might have been Kareem Hunt or Mark Ingram. There were other options. What do you think?
Well, they can get a running back in the middle rounds that can be successful. There's no question about that. You know, and you don't know. I mean, it. You know, things become available. I mean, there could still be players cut and traded. Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of confidence in Ryan Pace that he'll find a top-notch running back. And it'll all work out. It'll all work out. I got a lot of confidence. And they could use one. You know, I mean, I thought, in obviously, in the playoff game that they should have used Cohen Moore. I think everybody would agree to that. But is he an every-down player for 16 or 24 games? I don't think so. And so they do need to add, I think, another young running back, a draft pick guy, and they'll get one.
Dave, can you believe we are in an era of the NFL where it seems possible, if not likely, that a 5'9" kid in Kyler Murray is going to be the number one overall pick at quarterback?
Well, you know, back in the day, absolutely not. I mean, I remember when we had the big debate about Drew Brees because he wasn't quite 6 foot. You know, I mean, we could have taken him at the Dolphins. I should have taken him. I mean, you know, we sat there and we debated. And at that time, there has not been a quarterback that was under 6 foot that won a Super Bowl. That was the big stat. But everything then was dropping back into the pocket, right, and taking the snap from center. Offenses have changed, guys. You know, I mean, now a guy can line up in the shotgun like he's going to do with Cliff Kingsbury if he goes to Arizona, and a guy can function in that offense. I mean, you know, he's back there. He can see things. The balls are coming out quicker. So I think the whole offensive philosophy change with these offenses gives a kid like Kyler Murray an opportunity to come in and start and have an impact. Look how many rookie quarterbacks played last year as rookies. That would have never happened 15, 20 years ago. No way. I mean, they not because they couldn't have learned a system, but just because of what we expected out of the quarterback then. I mean, now, you know, I mean, there's the communication, there's signaling the plays. Half these guys aren't, I mean, it's the game has changed, and it gives these young kids a chance to play and play early.
Do you remember who you passed on or who you took when passing on Drew Brees?
Oh, yeah. The
We took the defensive back. Well, we took two kids from Wisconsin, two local kids, Chris Chambers.
Okay.
Who ended up being he was a heck of a player for us. And then Jamar Fletcher, who had won the Jim Thorpe Award. He had 21 interceptions in 3 years at Wisconsin. And it never happened. It never happened. So, it's – you know, you can't have enough quarterbacks. I mean, you know, I don't care what league you are. And it took me about 40 years to learn that, you know. So
these quarterbacks, they might help you win a game or two.
Had Jay Fiedler.
I used to go into games we weren't going to drop back and throw the ball. We were going to run as quarterback draw. So think about that. Yeah. So it's come a long way. And we would win. That's a crazy thing. We would win.
Yeah, you'd win 10 games without a quarterback, as the boy wonder with all the ideas on the show. I'm telling you, passing the ball, you might win 12 or 13.
Yeah, well, that's why you're the boy wonder. That's why you're Robin, you know, and Dan's Batman, you know. It's why you're running shotgun there.
Appreciate that.
Dave, thanks a bunch. We'll see you soon. Have a great week, great weekend.
Call me when the draft winds up, and we'll talk about the Bears picks and some of the other things going on around the league. I'll be on top of it. You know, we have the Super Bowl this year, Fox, so I'll be heavy into the NFL stuff early this year, preparing.
Okay? You gotta teach me how to putt, Dave.
How to punt?
Putt. P-U-T-T.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Maybe when I get up there in June, we'll go out and play. Absolutely.
There we go.
I'm all in. All right, guys.
Thanks, see you, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.